Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host. This is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. I hope that everyone has enjoyed their Thanksgiving. I hope that your days have been blessed. Every day is blessed. You think about it, because God has opened your eyes to see another day. God has put breath in your body to breathe. You can move your legs. You can move your hands. So you're blessed. Well, I want to thank all of my listeners and all of my followers. And as in a great, great mood, I have a surprise for my snoopers. I've been wide, so kiss. See, I'm not talking to everyone. It's only a group of people that listen in to see what badness can they hear. They do it to all episodes, different episodes that people have. Just to say, oh, I don't like what she's saying. This is it. Oh, please, you are wasting your time, sweetheart. You are. You're wasting your time, sweetheart, because everything is not about you. You are wasting your time. Seriously. So, let's move into the episode. You know, we have real talk. Real talk is real things happening in this world. Okay, the first thing, when someone tells you to leave them alone, that means leave them alone. They don't. If they tell you they don't want to come around you, that means that they do not want to come around you. And that's the truth. Okay, now, let's just say, I make up people on this point. Let's just say, we got two cousins that's been in argument all of their lives. And one say, you know, I'm tired. I don't want to come around you. I don't want to call. I feel good when I don't hear from you. But see, you got a crazy one that's trying to make you come around them. They miss you. See, this is the thing. You mess yourself up when you're interfering in someone else's life. You mess yourself up when things go badly. And I'm telling you, very badly on your part. You lie, you scheme, you cheat. Then you try to make things seem like it's okay. And sometimes we do swallow that up and say, oh, it's okay. It's fine. And then you get bit again. If a snake bites you once, it will bite you again. Now, that's what I am saying. So, for people like this, I hope that you're listening in. You're wasting your time. There's been too many words and too much hurt going on. It's just, it's unending. It's really unending. So, let's talk about something else, because I know it's a sore subject for some people. I bring up things that really, really happen. You know, some grandmothers aren't able to see her grandchildren because of family members. No, they're not. See, well, say a grown woman has a mother, you know, and she's controlling. The mother has been jealous for years, and I do get customers where their enemy is their mother. The mother has been jealous of them for years, and they wonder, well, I don't have this, I don't have that. I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. Have you noticed when you go to your mother, let's talk about that, these people, and try to tell something good, it's always, I know that, or I'm doing this, and I'm doing that. They're not doing anything. They are jealous of you because you have done it. Oh, yes, indeed. So, I mean, this is just the over and over again thing. Let's say the daughter cut herself off from the mother. Oh, and she begins to feel better. That's a burden that's not on her shoulders anymore. And she doesn't want to go back that way. But the evil mother wants to draw the child back. It's not going to work anymore. It'll never work anymore. You can pull as many tricks as you want to. It's not going to work anymore. And if you're using witchcraft or voodoo trying to get this child back in your life, it's not going to work. It's not going to work no more. So it's no need. You have lost out on something beautiful. Now let's keep talking. Keep moving into our show because I feel good. That's why I brought this up. You know, lightening that burden feels so good. And I want the rest of you to step out on your own. You can step out of that situation. You can step out of that mess just by a simple thing. You don't have to hurt them. You can block them from your phone. You can go downtown to get paper served so they won't come around you, not only at your home, but in public too. I want you to think about that one. And I'm going to move on into the show. But that was just about leaving people alone. An example. There's no way that Satan can win, not unless you let Satan win. And people like this are Satan. Let's say you get one calling himself holy roller in the church. Oh, yes, you never know what goes on behind closed doors. Because when they get home, they can be an egotistical maniac. See, that ego is so big, they don't think they're going to get caught up with. They owe everybody in the United States. Have a pocket full, and I'm talking about money matters, a pocket full, and still trying to beat somebody else out of something. That's your egotistical. Oh, that is the maniac. That's the beast. Revelation speaks of the beast. And then you have people like this trying to go into ministry. If you know someone like that, there are ways to stop it. You can stop that with just a simple call, a simple word. Yes, you can stop it. You can stop this mess right away. I don't know what I said I'm going on into the show, but I keep talking about this because of somebody in this situation. You don't have to feel like you can't escape. You don't have to feel like you want to take your life to get away from somebody. Because if you take your life, you know where your soul is going anyway. Some of you out there have been so hurt. I feel it. You've been so hurt and so down. All because of one person. It could be family. It could be friends. I pause because I'm drinking a bit of Pepsi. Not Pepsi wine. Not Pepsi beer, not Pepsi wheat, but Pepsi cola. Okay, now I have to clear myself up on that because I know how rumors spread. Lies. No, life is not to be like this. If you're really rooted in God, I mean, into it, into the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit is into you. You are not going to try to bully someone. You're not going to try to push someone. When you push, you will be pushing away. You don't want to do that. You have your children hating you, your grandchildren hating you. Sometimes the grandchildren are in a situation where they're just sticking with you so they can do better and get away from you. Grown or not, you do not treat your children that way. I think I have said a mouthful. Oh, let's go to sacrificial demonology, Satanism. All of that is tied in together with witchcraft and hoodoo. Once you make that sacrifice and get that back part, that dove's blood, guess what you have become? Well, guess what that is? That is a part of their cult. Now, dove's blood is used for goodness, but those birds are really not to be tampered with because that's God's bird. That's God's bird that he sent to find dry land. God had two of each creature in that ark. He was saying to Pharaoh, get his eyes, ears on the sparrow. I was speaking it about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and a know-it-all tried to tell me different. But it's not different. See, when we do work like this, we can't just come out and say, no, we know better because this is what I do. No, you sit back and listen and let them make a fool of themselves. And workers, if you come across someone that knows it all, hang up the phone or slam the door right in their face because it's only torture. It's torturing you. You trying to tell this person something. Listen to this. Okay, the sky's blue, but wait a minute, I know different. Your house is on fire. No, I see flames, but the house is not on fire. Please, don't torture yourself. Get away from it. I took a moment to pause there. You got to get away from it. Let's go to the Mention Marvins of the world. I love using that name. Workers, and I know there's some of you that are not workers that's listening to. You listen well. If you had a Mention Marvins of the world that come to you saying that they want help, okay, and you actually see more, but it's bad things that you see. And he's all messed up. Let's say he's in Walterboro, South Carolina. All messed up. I've been in jail for about 30 years. Okay, come out, mess around with crackheads, tricking with dope things. Okay, and you are trying to help someone of this nature. And they lie to you and say that they're going to start their work. They don't want to do that because they have to support their habit. Okay, they do it the first time, but they figure they can skip out on you the second time and still be covered by your work. Do not cover their work until they do what they are supposed to do. Give them no more information until they do what they're supposed to do. And in some cases, you have to strike the person that sent Matthew Marvin of Walterboro, North Carolina. And that's sad because whatever happens there, because they sent him, things are going to happen with them. All of us do not work alike. The majority of us work with spirits and all of the above, like I do. Some just work with spirits. Some just go for the potions. And regardless of what you do, you run across this person, you need to leave them alone. Okay, let's go to Big Mouth Caddy. Big Mouth Caddy, you have told not to tell people about their work. They do it anyway and send you people like Messy Marvin. I think my point has gotten across, and I'm going a little bit too far into it. All righty. Let's go into our Psalms. Psalms play a big role in our work. If you, as a client, cannot read a simple psalm like the worker has asked you to do, then you really need to rethink everything. We have to work together in unison. We do all the hard and difficult work. We risk our lives helping you. The least you could do is read. The least you could do is put something at a step. The least you could do is wear something in your wallet or your purse. How hard is it? Which leads to the Chesapeake cheesecake. The Chesapeake cheesecake thinks that, okay, I do what I want to do, and that worker can't do anything to me, so I'm going to buy some store brand jig swash, nothing but colored water. It has to be fixed and prayed over for it to work. And don't play as if you have a gift and you do not. You can't learn it from the TV. You can't learn it from the DVDs. You cannot learn this by taking a course. I don't know what's up with all of this fakeness, but it needs to stop because many of these kind of people are putting themselves in grave danger, messing with it. Oh, and let's go to the turkey burning, the pig burnings, and everything. Do you know that your neighbors could try to fix you by cooking on the grill? And I'm going to tell you why. They can get a turkey or a pig and dress that pig, and that smoke is going to the neighbor, which could be you. Okay, that's going to cause confusion in the home. It may cause sickness in the home, and it may cause you to lose out on your finances, your luck. What they're trying to grab is your luck anyway. See, if someone owns a funeral home, they're trying to grab your children if they got wicked and into this work. This is what I'm trying to get across. Yes, all of my episodes say there's the things to watch for. There's something to watch for. And there's the things that can help you, too. I'm always direct. And, yes, I will be taking more calls. This is not the show, you know, to take too many calls. But the show is on the way, and it's going to be spectacular. I don't care who likes it and who don't. And you should feel that way, too. You do what you do. Don't care what nobody else thinks. It's your life. And when you come to us, you want help in your life because you're tired of the mess that's going on. And that's understandable. Very understandable. You're throwing Job's tears. You do not throw Job's tears at someone to hurt them. And it sounds like corn. I'll tell you what it sounds like. It sounds like corn when it hits a window or a door. You don't do that. Guess what you're doing? You are giving your luck to your enemy. That's exactly what you're doing. I mean, be a smart ass if you want to and listen to what other people say. I would do this and I would do that. And to the innocent people out there who hear the enemy talking, oh, we're going to do this, and they're all on, so glad we got this package, which goes to ordering from a Coke store. You do not order from a Coke store unless directed by your worker. Okay, go ahead and order this because you need it. No, the majority of these things need to be what? Fixed, dressed, prayed over, all of the above. It is not going to work for you, just plain. If you want to make a mess, then go right on ahead. It's good. It's all good. But if you want to do things the right way, then you will listen and listen well. I know it sounds like I'm very upset, but some of these things do make me upset. I see many things every day. And I try to warn people, even whether they get work or not, every day. Some people listen, some people don't. Someone told me you can drag that horse to water. You can take him to the water, but you can't make him drink it. And let's talk about the seven horses. Okay, let's say that you have a parent. It could be mother or father. And they haven't treated the child well all of their life. And you bring up things that you remember. And they say, oh, no, that's a lie. You're crazy. They're going around saying that their child is crazy. Their child is not crazy. Their child knows that she has seen or he has seen. Watch it. That is your main enemy. And when you loose yourself from it, you will feel good. Watch the parent that denies everything. You know, you have some very simple-minded, crazy people out here that don't know how to say, I'm sorry. I want to make things right. You got children out here that's grown, trying their best to be close to mama or daddy, but they can't get there. That's why so many of them are giving up saying, you know what? Let God handle it. I'm not going back around them or anything else. Good for you. Do that. Because I know that some of you are thinking that, you know, if I could kill them, I would. When they come around and get so heated that you're ready to shoot them or stab them, you don't want that blood on your hands. You can go about it another way. Oh, that's another reason. People like me and some others are here to handle that problem. It is a ritual called Leave Me Alone. Well, mine is made by hand, my own hand, and mine is called Leave Me the Hell Alone or Rot. And many people love that because it works, because they actually get left alone so they can lead normal lives. So that they can live for themselves and not be controlled. And I want to give you a piece of advice. When you tell somebody that you're not going to do something, stick to it. Because if you don't stick to it, go do it anyway, and they're going to keep on, picking and picking and picking, and putting you in a position that you don't want to be in. And for you that have already done this, I applaud you. Oh, I thank you for it. Because you have made this step in your life. Those of you who have special people that you have met and they feel like saying that is your family. What you have gotten away from is not your family, because if it was your family, they would have treated you the right way in the first place. I know I don't have but a few more minutes in here. I wanted to go to the song, but I got off track with that. But first, the saints should come up. The saints now. Okay. First is blessing oil. You can make this oil, and I'm not going to tell you anything, but you can make this oil with frankincense, benzoin, benzoin gum, and now what is this? Just a mixture of a strong oil and jojoba, but put something like Everclear in it so it'll tink first. But while making this oil, you have to have candlesticks. See, everything is not as simple as you think. People go into these groups of cult groups, Witches of the Wind, Hoodoo Bangers, and all of that. It's just somebody that wants your conjure kit. That's all it is. But what I'm telling you right here is very, very, very valuable. Blessing oil. Think about it. Okay, letting Lord fix and keeping it always. We shall go into that. Do you know that a simple thing that you have in your cabinet as part of it, and that's oregano. Oregano, for someone that's going to court and they are guilty, you will get a lighter sentence. You won't go to prison or jail, but you'll get something like 10 money out. That's what they want us all to do, right? 10 money out or doing some kind of community service. That's better than sitting behind bars. So I gave you a partial conscience tip right there. Okay, as for you old-ass men, running after little young girls, fooling them about your age is a special place in hell for you.
And I hope you enjoy it, because if I ever get over to your face, you will have a special place in hell, my hell. Because you'll never be able to put your hands on enough. I do not like for people to mess with my children. And I call all my grandchildren my children. Now, I hope you got that straight. Okay, and some people in the, you know, right parts of the world have noticed the last few nights there has been a rainbow around the moon. Nobody believes it. Most don't believe it, but it has. I've seen it with my own eyes. Well, during this time, this special moon, which I'm not giving out the name of, not unless you contact me, this special moon, you can do anything financial. You can get that loan agent to give you that loan. You can get your business up. You can even get your finances increased. Money blessings. Yes, that's what that's for. That is for success. And it is so beautiful. I wish I could put this all over the net, all over the TV, this beautiful moon. And here it is in the full phase, which is about to wane away in about 2 days. You'll see that part of that moon is gone. You need to get in touch with your worker while this moon is set. Okay. As in the songs, I talked about that last week. For your song, Soul 3 was to bring back a love. And I told you, no, don't get happy. The person is not going to appear before you naked. Now, what I'm meaning by that, you think that if you just read that song, that things are going to happen like that. No, it is not. There are 15 rituals that go along with that song, and the worker has to do it. But you have to read the song. See, listening to your worker is the right thing to do. And some don't listen. Some think that they are super witch, the witches of Eastwick. I hope that that pig that was sacrificed on that grill helped y'all. I hope that those turkeys helped y'all. I really do. You know, somebody had a bunch of turkeys. They didn't eat all those turkeys. That was for a sacrifice for a family. They had 8 of them trying to hurt a family. And that is so sad and mangled. And it didn't work. You really don't know who you're messing with. You don't know who you're talking to. You don't know what they do. So I suggest you lay low. Let's come up with an example. Don't let the rogues fool you. They know nothing at all. That's why they're in the position that they're in, trying to take something of somebody else's. Oh, speaking of taking something of somebody else's, that goes with children too. When you go behind the back of someone that's working hard and they're in a situation, and you're trying to steal the kids away from under them, you're going to get struck. You think that you are strong, but not. You're going to get struck down. And I hope that you're listening. And I hope that your little elf is listening too. Okay, we only have a few seconds on this show. People, thank you for listening to me. Thank you for listening into this show. It is a learning experience for everyone. Nothing is rehearsed. Thank you so much. And I'm going to say, so it'll be known, thank you so much to my new family. Thank you to my new mother, the one that's supposed to be my mother. You have given me so much support, and I love you so much. And I will always be here for you and everybody else in the house. So please share my words with you until next week. Be blessed through the weekend. I love you all. Goodbye.